Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today I will be reading from John 1, 29 through 42 out of the Voice translation. John saw Jesus coming toward him. In eager astonishment, he shouts out, "Look, this man is more than he seems. He is the Lamb sent from God, the sacrifice to erase the sins of the world. He is the one I have been saying will come after me, who existed long before me and is much greater than I am. No one recognized him, myself included. But I came baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. As I watched, the Spirit came down like a dove from heaven and rested on him. I didn't recognize him at first, but the one who sent me to baptize told me, 'The one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit will be the person you see the Spirit come down and rest upon.' I have seen this with my own eyes and can attest that this one is the Son of God." The next day, John saw him again as he was visiting with two of his disciples. As Jesus walked by, John announced again, "Do you see him? This man is the Lamb of God, God's sacrifice to cleanse our sins." At that moment, the two disciples began to follow Jesus, who turned back to them saying, "What is it that you want?" The two disciples said, "We would like to know where you are staying. Teacher, may we remain at your side today?" Jesus said, "Come and see. Follow me and we will camp together." It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they met Jesus. They came and saw where he was staying, but they got more than they imagined. They remained with him the rest of the day and followed him for the rest of their lives. One of these new disciples, Andrew, rushed to find his brother Simon and tell him they had found the one who was promised, God's anointed who will heal the world. As Andrew approached with Simon, Jesus looked into him. "Your name is Simon, and your father is called John. But from this day forward, you will be known as Peter the Rock." The word of the Lord. Today, I wonder why John didn't recognize Jesus. Because John and Jesus are cousins. So surely John would ordinarily recognize Jesus. I wonder if God made something happen where John purposely wouldn't recognize Jesus. Or how that worked. What do you wonder today? As we wrap our time together each day, we want to say a liturgy together, which is a big word that means a public show of prayer or worship. And we do this often in church, like when we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our liturgy words come from the blessing words that we use at Highland. I will say a line and then you can repeat it back to me, and soon we will have the whole thing memorized. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. And we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.